Hi everybody, Steve Savitsky. Welcome back to Savitsky Talks. And today is a kind of a unique experience for me because I'm actually sitting in our studio in 11 Broadway on the 13th floor, getting a chance to look at Dan Jesselson rather than speak to him. And I'm here because I mentioned that I was coming by today. And, you know, in the Jewish Action, in the summer edition of 2013, we're doing a whole big program all about Jewish comedy and Jewish comedians. And so someone mentioned to me that, you know, we have one of the funniest guys in the whole world who actually works at the OU. I said, really? Who is he? He says, his name is Eli Leibowitz. So Ellie's right here. Eli, how are you doing? Okay.
Hi. I appreciate that introduction.
Well, you know, you told me you were a pretty funny guy. So what do you do here at the OU, first of all? I want to let everybody know.
I'm working in the communications department under Mayor Fertig. And, you know, I just started last week, so.
You just started last week?
Yeah.
Okay. No wonder you're still laughing. That's good to hear that. Okay. So tell us a little bit about your background. You grew up in Chicago. You told me West Rogers Park.
West Rogers Park. I actually worked as a vendor at Cubs games in Chicago.
Oh, really? Okay.
At Wrigley Field for about 7 years.
Really? No kidding?
Yeah.
Beer, ice cream, that kind of
thing? I didn't get to sell beer. As I said, the Chicago Mafia kind of has the vendors who've been there since the beginning of the stadium have really got that market. But I was selling ice cream, you know, but I also did, I don't know if you're familiar with Harry Carey.
Oh, sure, of course.
So I used to do this Will Ferrell's impression of him. Like, I'm like, hey, we got ice cream. Who wants to get crazy? And those of you from Chicago or those of you who watch SNL would get it. Some of you were like, what's wrong with you? And a lot of things. But a lot of people really loved it, and they would just give me money without even buying stuff sometimes.
So you did that. What else did you do? Went to school?
I went to YU graduate, majored in psychology, minored in comedy, which doesn't actually exist, but YU in general.
I see. YU just in general. The whole school is comedy, you mean?
The whole school, yeah. You got to have a sense of humor about
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I as I said the other day, when I was there, I started this newspaper, the Quipster.
Basically, what's it called?
The Quipster.
The Quickster.
Quipster.org. We basically, our version of The Onion.
Okay.
I said this place is really funny. We should laugh about it more. And we helped really create it off the ground. And I would, you know, post the articles all over the bathroom. And got people to read it.
So after you graduated, what'd you do?
Occupied Netflix for a little bit. Got better at Sudoku. I was looking for a job for a little while. I worked at a law firm over the last summer.
Okay.
In the marketing department. I was subbing as a teacher at different schools, Yavne.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Paramus and Mariah. It's different. I'm keeping busy.
Okay.
Writing comedy.
So now you said writing comedy. So I guess you've done some gigs some places.
Yeah.
So where have you worked?
So I performed in the city at Caroline's on Broadway.
Caroline's,
Stand Up New York on the Upper West Side at 78th Street, owned by a couple YU
alum. Okay.
I think Zolden, Benji Sessoine's the manager there, also a YU guy. Gotham Comedy Club on 23rd Street. And in terms of, you know, those are clubs that I performed at, but like I also do a lot of, you know, college shows like Hillel's at, you know, Brandeis, Maryland, NYU, Columbia, not Penn yet, but Queens, obviously YU. So all these different places I performed with their Hillels. I'm doing.
Really?
I'm trying to get Shoals involved.
Oh, really? That's good. Maybe we could do something. Promote this.
I just want Shoals to realize that there's more to, you know, to get people to events. You don't only have to have Shiurim.
Right. You know, them have a good time, right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, most Shoals are only like, hey, Adar and Hanukkah. That's the only time we can only like have fun. And also, my comedy isn't. It's not offensive. I can't be dirty even if I tried.
Right.
So I do a lot of Jewish-oriented, Orthodox-centric humor.
So obviously we've got to hear a little, let's hear like a 5-minute routine just so that people can get little sample of what it's all about.
Okay, sounds good. People, you know, they introduce me as a comedian and it's the automatic pressure to be funny right away. I really think it's the only job where people are like, hey, you're a comedian, prove it. That doesn't happen with other things. Nobody ever is like, hey, you're a moel. Well, prove it. I don't think you want me to. And, you know, granted, you should be laughing in your cars, but I was like, you know, the ambiance of the comedy room.
Sure.
But I generally, you know, make people laugh when I'm not trying. Like when I'm playing basketball, people are like, you are hilarious, man, when you shoot that way. I'm like, I'm just naturally uncoordinated. Because I wasn't granted with the most, you know, some people are more of a Hagba build. I'm 5'5", so I have more of a Glila build.
Yeah, sure. Right.
You know, people ask me, Glila, I'm like, Anam Zabiros? I'm like, I'm 24 years old. Like, all right, well, you know, I try, you know, working out so I don't die, but it's hard. I'll see somebody jogging and I'll think to myself, why can't I do that? You know, and I remember I'm on my way to Dunkin' Donuts, and that's probably why.
Okay.
And my friend told me he ran 5 miles the other day. I was like, wow, there's a Dunkin' Donuts 5 miles from here.
Okay.
But a lot of my stuff is about, you know, davening things. Like, I hate coming to shul late to shul because I get stuck with a Russian sitter. I don't really know. You know, it's annoying because even though davening's in Hebrew, for some reason when I see that Russian sitter, I'm like, all right. Or being Barchu guy when you come late to Marav and you have to do that Barchu at the end, everyone's like, psst, that guy was late. Or
maybe just more religious. Sephards people do it, you know?
By the way, Sephardi davening, I don't know, have you ever davened a Sephardi minyan?
Sure, of course.
So they're always yelling out random things, right? They're always like yelling out, you know, Mashiva Racha Racha, I'm ready to get you, Racha Vatzla, we can yell some pesach. They're always like yelling out stuff. So whenever I daven a Sephardi minyan, I never really know what to yell out. So I kind of just yell out things that I've heard at like shawarma places in Israel. So I'm like, hummus chips, chazi chazi zedis lafa, you know, shawarma. And I guess it works because they say Ken Yeratzon.
Really? Great. And you get a discount.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you got the, I don't know.
So how do you write your like your material? Do you have to like spend a lot of time?
A lot of Shmon Esrei's. That's the truth.
Really?
No.
Well,
a lot of my material, it's old, really, a lot of times it just comes to me during the middle of Shmon Esrei, ironically. I just, hey, I'll think of a joke and God's going to punish me, I know, one day because I'm going to be on stage and I have to be thinking about Shmon Esrei. That's what's the
So is there a, like a, is there a target audience that you go after? Or?
Recently, I've really been focusing on, you know, Orthodox Jews just because it's something that I really can relate to. It's something I, you know, I've born and raised Orthodox, and it's just something that very easy for me to come up with. And, you know, all these things that we relate to, like here's something like, you know, Jewish 5-second rule is this concept I thought of. You know, regular 5-second rule is, as you know, when food falls on the floor, girls can wait about 5 seconds and they can still eat it. Guys can wait about 3 weeks and they can still eat it. Jewish 5-second rule, though, is when you go to the bathroom on Shabbos, leave the bathroom and turn the light off. You're like, oh, shoot, 5-second rule. Turn it right back on, and that's...
I got you.
Yeah.
So, what? I mean, Jewish people have been known to be, like, good comedians over the years. Why do you think so?
Because you have to be. Because, I mean, first of all, I mean, I can give you a lot of the gallows humor that's involved. A lot of, you know, there's a lot of in order to cope, you know, stuff like that. There's that type of thing. I think, though, in general, I think Jewish people always have, I'm sure there's a correlation with intelligence that hopefully, you know, if you're smart, you can think of a quick joke to write about something or think of an interesting angle to take on it. And that's, you know, it's coming a lot from it, from intelligence. And also lack of career opportunities is, you know, more than accountant, lawyer, and rabbi, there had to have been a fourth option of box to check. And I'm sure comedian became one of them.
Now, could you actually make a living? I don't know if you really want to make a living. What do you really want to do?
I mean, that's the thing. I'd like to do something in advertising, I would say, copywriting.
Right. Okay.
I think coming up with taglines, I think that would be very, you know, helpful. And I think I could do it. People do often ask me if I want to do comedy full time. And I don't think it's so realistic as a career because, you know, you can't really work Friday nights, Saturdays, random Tuesdays in September.
Right.
Can't wear woolen linen. I don't know why that's an objection. I'm just saying things that we can't do.
That's a problem. That's a problem, especially in the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be scratching and all that kind of stuff.
Right. So, you know, it's something that right now I'm doing very often. I'm doing it, you know, multiple times a month, as many gigs as I can get at shuls and Chinese restaurants. I performed at Chinese restaurant in last month.
That's good.
In Teaneck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Chico Tapas. I don't know if it's labeled itself as a Chinese restaurant, but it's a restaurant in Teaneck.
Oh, really? What night was it? Saturday night?
It was Saturday night after the huge snowstorm.
So what happened? Like, you know, they advertised that you were going to be there?
Yeah.
I mean, like you buy like an egg roll and you get a...
No, I actually got... It was the best gig ever because I got free food and I got paid.
Really?
So it was... I know that also places like Shoals are on a budget and they're all... It's always looking for it's affordable.
Now, have you ever been invited back to the same place twice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. University of Maryland, Hillel.
Oh, really?
I've only really
That's
been
positive. Okay.
Yeah. Well, the truth is also, it's all, I'm my own agent in a way. So I kind of just market myself and say, hey, I can kind of make you laugh or you could at least laugh at me, you know. So I pitch myself to, you know,
and how long is your routine? Is it,
it really depends on the crowd.
What's the most? I mean, like,
I've done for Columbia, I did over an hour.
An hour, really?
Yeah. For Columbia, the Hillel, and they have about 300 people about.
Really?
Yeah. But you know, I would like my ideal would be about half an hour probably.
Okay.
But obviously, for more than Orthodox crowd, I would be able to do. I could really do a long time, obviously. But like in a comedy club, it's really hard to say, hey, how annoying is Kiddush Levana guy? Like, you can't really make that joke in Carolina.
Right, that's true.
Or Sharfman's joke, so, yeah.
I see. So now, if people want to get in touch with you, what do they do?
So, you can email me.
Go ahead, please.
Leibowitz, Leibowicz, @gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at Ellie Leibowitz, Leibowicz. Look up my YouTube videos. Type in Ellie Leibowitz.
Great.
I know. One of my videos has over 1,500 views,
okay.
And only 1,400 of those are my dad trying to figure out how to use YouTube.
No, so. I was going to say, most of your family, I figured.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's great.
And I also, I'm on Facebook, Ellie Leibowitz, often posting statuses that hopefully will get liked. And,
Yeah. Well, it sounds really, really good, and good luck to you. Now, as I said, I think in the edition of the Jewish Action that's going to come out, to have a little piece about, about what you're doing, and that, hopefully people will listen to the program, and then when they kind of turn on to the Jewish Action, they'll be able to come on to the interview. So, as I said, it's really kind of an interesting thing. As I said, it was just kind of fortuitous that I was here today. Ellie's here. He looks like a funny guy, by the way. Just when you see smiles. So I would recommend it. Mm-hmm. And anybody out there, any shul or yeshiva or other croup that says, could I ask you a presumptuous question? Approximately how much do you charge, just so people should know? I mean,
it's really negotiable.
Negotiable.
It's very negotiable, but very understandable because... Okay. I gotta eat a little bit, but
okay. So he's negotiable, but I think it could be an interesting little twist for maybe a dinner or something like that. Anyway, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you, everybody, and hope you enjoyed it. Bye bye.